BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, love.
Oh, morning, Dad.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
I passed your mum in the yard. She told me you had some good news.
Just one second, I just need to send this email.
Oh, I thought you'd be over the moon. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Business admin, that's all.
So, you've got the thumbs up from the lab. The dairy's back in action.
Yeah, got the email this morning.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you. I bet Susan and Clary are thrilled back to being artisans.
Well, they'll certainly not miss day after day of deep cleaning.
Helen, are you really okay? The dairy reopening feels like such a turning point in all this, but you seem...
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. It is great news, yeah. But I got an email from my accountant this morning and it's a bit of a wake-up call. Our sales are even worse than I feared.
Well, it can't be a surprise after a month of forced closure. But now you're back open, sales are bound to pick up.
Hope so. I've actually got a meeting with a deli we sell to tomorrow. The shop's small, but the hamper business is booming.
There you go. It's an accountant's job to be pessimistic. Your job is to do what you do best, making and selling fabulous cheese. Coffee?
Oh, no, I better not. I should really get to the dairy, work out what he's doing before Clary and Susan turn up.
Oh, good idea. Your mum's meeting Emma in the tea room this morning to talk protest strategy. Oh. She seems dead set on attending the Borsetshire water demonstration tomorrow.
And you'd rather she didn't?
She knows I think we have enough to be doing here. And how is reminding everyone that we've had a sewage leak going to help with the Bridge Farm brand?
Oh, come on, Dad. We should be proud that she's prepared to hold these people to account. It's your grandchildren who'll benefit if Borsetshire water actually steps up and invests.
Now I feel like an old grump.
Oh, that's because you are an old grump.
Well, this old grump hopes you have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Oh, Dad, before I forget, Henry's been badgering me about learning to drive the tractor.
Oh.
What do you think?
He's too young. What's the big hurry?
Oh, I'm excited to get stuck in.
I know. I've been dreaming about Borsetshire Blue. And I woke up to a text from Helen.
Just goes to show. Everything can seem hopeless. And then you turn a corner and there's suddenly a chink of light.
Oh, you know, I was thinking that just yesterday at Martha's birthday tea. Oh. All of us together. Neil and me, Brian and Miranda, Alice, Chris. And it was fine. Better than fine. We had a lovely time and Martha was in her element.
Bless her.
Do you know where the wellies are?
We're not in the cupboard?
No. Just the air nets and food coats.
Morning, cheesemakers, yoghurt strainers, ice cream churners.
Congratulations, Helen.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, no, this was a true team effort, ladies. Now it's time to put your uniforms on and get back to work.
Do you know what's happened to our wellies? Hmm? They're not in the cupboard.
Really?
But hold on. What about in that bag, Susan, beside the cupboard?
What, this one?
Yeah.
Wow! Bright pink wellies with the Bridge Farm logo on them.
Gorgeous! Thank you, Helen.
They're nothing to do with me.
Oh, hold on. There's a note. Good luck, ladies. From Tony and Pat.
Thanks for meeting with me, Pat. I know how busy you are. Imagine it's all hands on deck now with the dairy reopening.
Such a relief. I offered Helen a hand with getting production going this morning, but she says it's all under control. Your mum and Clary make a great team.
Oh, Mum was so made up. She rang me as soon as she heard, chatting on about which yoghurt they were going to make first, how they'd need to crack on with the Borsetshire Blue.
So, finally some good news at home, but not such great news from Borsetshire Water.
They're either too scared to meet me or they can't be bothered. I mean, I wrote to them as an official parish councillor and they still fob me off.
But do you really want to be seen at the protest tomorrow? I mean, If we're there with banners and encouraging the press to attend, someone from the parish council's bound to find out you were there.
I know, but I've been thinking about how I wanted to be a councillor to make a difference and have some... what do you call it?
Agency? A platform?
Yeah. And if anything, it's actually doing the opposite. It's tying my hands. I reckon it's time I stop worrying about trying to do things the legit way. Even if it means I... well, who knows how it will play out. I don't care. I'm ready to get stuck in.
Chants? Banners and all?
Yeah, the lot. It's a shareholders' meeting tomorrow. I assume that's why the action group have organised it. It's the perfect day to disrupt the fat cats.
I don't think I could hold you back if I tried.
And I've been doing a bit of research, and I reckon Clara could knock up a couple of costumes for us tonight.
Ooh, what kind of thing?
Hang on, let me see if I've got a pen and a bit of paper. I'll draw you my idea.
Are you two okay if I pop up to see Dad in the edible forest garden?
Oh, more than okay. I'm so relieved to get back to my proper job.
Me too. Now it's over, I can admit just how much I've dreaded coming into work over the past few weeks.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Clary.
No, weren't nobody's fault. And we're out of it now.
Not the only way is up.
Mum texted me to say the tea room's busier today than it's been since it reopened, so we might get a few people at the viewing window. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
So, if they have questions about the sewage leak...
I'll steer clear of the details and focus on the fact that we have the thumbs up from the food safety people.
Perfect. Right, I'll see you both in a bit. Text me if you need me.
Will do, Helen. Bye.
See ya.
Did you hear? Eddie's fixed up another contract for George from someone down the market. No. And he was talking to a head teacher at Freddie's grand tour of the abattoir yesterday. She was interested in having some videos made for the school.
Oh, more work for Brad then.
Yeah, good old Brad. He's doing a sterling job handling the business for George.
And visiting him in prison too. Here he's going again on Wednesday.
Emma's so grateful.
Well, Tracy's worried he's taking on too much. Do you know how much money Brad's borrowing to do this degree? The last thing he needs is to start dropping marks.
But he's a clever lad. I'm sure he can cope with both.
Oh, look, it's Emma. Emma, love!
I am loving those pink wellies.
Thank you.
Is it weird being back?
Oh, like we've never been away. If you look over here, madam, the starter culture has been stirred into the heated milk in the pasteurising vat. And now my colleague, Clary, will be adding the vegetarian rennet and the blue mould, which is so famous in our Borsetshire blue.
Word perfect.
Hi, Dad.
Ah, hello, love. Third spring now for the edible forest garden. I'm just planting up some more sage.
Oh, it was such a good idea of Adam's.
How are things going at the dairy?
You know, Susan and Clary, seasoned professionals. To be honest, it was like I'd let them loose in a sweet shop the way they were behaving.
So, are you just twiddling your thumbs?
Not exactly. I need to get stuck into the sales admin this morning. But first, I just wanted to see if you'd had any more thoughts about Henry.
About driving the tractor?
Dad, I've managed to put him off until now, but when he asked about it again, I didn't really know what to say.
How about you're too young?
But he isn't. I know how hard this is for you, but on the one hand, we're encouraging Henry into farming, and then with this, it feels like we're not being totally honest with him.
I just know that every time he goes out on it, I'll be thinking about... I'll be thinking about John.
I know, Dad. Me too. But maybe that's something we have to accept, to live with. Aren't we always learning again and again how to live with that grief? Are we really going to let it hold Henry back?
I don't want it to. But neither do I want him to take on something he's not ready for.
Oh, Helen... Tea?
Oh, no thanks, I'm fine. I'll make one later in the office. Susan's cracking on with the cheese and Clary's moved on to the yoghurt and ice cream, so I'm going to get things ready for my meeting with the accountant on Friday.
Did Susan and Clary like their new wellies?
Oh, sorry. They love them. Oh, thanks, Mum. I should have said that was a really kind thought.
I ordered them a few weeks ago. Oh. I've been dying for the moment they'd be used. Oh, now this is a good one.
What are you up to?
Searching for slogans we can use on our placards.
So it's all on for the protest?
Oh, definitely. We think confronting the shareholders is our best option to force them to agree to meet us formally. We need to show them that we won't back down.
Oh, I'm with you, Mum. I mean, not physically, but definitely in spirit.
I wish your dad felt the same way.
Oh, he'll come round. He's proud of you, really.
I don't need him to come round. I don't need his permission to use my democratic right to protest. But it would be nice if he was a bit less grumpy about it.
I do feel that I need his permission to let Henry start driving the tractor. Yours too.
Well, you have mine. But I understand why your dad is reluctant.
Yeah, so do I. And I'd rather not bring it up at all, but I don't want to keep saying no to Henry. He's a sensible boy. He's becoming more and more keen on farming. I mean, he's legally allowed to drive on the farm. The only reason to stop him learning is what happened to John.
I think Dad might just need a bit more time to come round to the idea.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Something like that never goes away. You can pretend it's not there for a while, decades even, and then it surges through you, as strong as it ever was.
I know, Mum.
I know you do.
Come on, then. Show me some of these slogans you're thinking of.
Stop the plot. Species, not feces. Uh-huh. Cut the crap.
I would love to see Jack's face if you go for stop the plop. The boys were already impressed that you're joining a protest, their intrepid grandmother.
Oh, I hope you've told them about my whole history of protests.
Of course I have, especially the ones you brought me on. Mum, if I wasn't meeting the manager of the Felpersham Deli tomorrow, I would join you.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
I'm hoping they'll include our cheeses in their Easter hampers. Oh, I need some good news to tell the accountant. Right, back to work.
Helen,
mm-hmm.
I'll have a gentle word with Dad when it feels right.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
I hate the thought we might be holding Henry back.